Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Lord of my heart,
Amen. Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us this evening on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. Pray that all is doing well. We're still waiting for a few more friends to join us. I'll play one more song as we're waiting for a few more friends. Then I'll do a prayer and open up the line. Amen.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain, or be than anything that this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than man's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than that this world affords today, than to be the king of a vast domain, or be than anything that this world affords today.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We should rather have Jesus than anything else. Let us have a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, as the song rightly says, I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. I'd rather have Jesus than to be a king, O Father, to own vast land and vast material thing, O Father, because without you, we're nothing. Without you, those riches means nothing, oh Father. We won't be at rest. We won't be peaceful. We won't be happy without you, Lord. You create the universe and everything, Lord. So it belongs to you. And once we have you, once you are our Savior, once you are King of Kings, Lord of Lords, we have given our hearts to you. All these things by default belongs to us also, Lord. So we just thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, oh Father, for who you are. You are truly worthy to be praised despite of our ungrateful, unthankful, unfaithfulness, oh Lord. Help us, Father, to love you with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind. Help us to give our hearts truly to you, oh Father. Please bless each and every one of us on the prayer line this evening. And those that will be joining us, oh Lord, be with them, oh Father. Be with the speaker in the mark wave. Bless him, oh Father. Fill him with your spirit, oh kind and loving Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are worthy to be praised, and we are so thankful, oh Father, that we have decided to give our hearts to you, that we have made the right choice to come and commune with you, oh Father, that we have made the right choice to keep the Sabbath day holy with your strength, oh Father. And we thank you, Father. Bless the children. Bless the young people amongst us, oh Father. Be with the fathers and mothers and marriages, oh Father, those that are ill, oh Lord. Touch them in the mark way, Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask, oh Father, that everything will be done in decency and in order, oh Father, that we will have calm of spirit and reverence and love for you, oh Father, admonishing you, oh Father, with everything we say and do according to your will. We thank you and we praise you. We glorify, we magnify your name, oh Lord. We thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. God is truly worthy to be praised, amen. And he is good. And I just want to share a reading before I open the line again. Thank each and every one of my brothers and sisters for joining us. And I will share a scripture. First, I'll share the scripture from Psalms chapter 116, Psalms 116, and I'll start at verse 1. It says, love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplication, because he had inclined his ears unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I shall live. The sorrow of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. And we see the sorrows of death and what's going on, that people are getting sick and dying early before their time, senseless death, and also of the decision that they are making regarding this vaccine. Verse 4, Then call I upon the name of the Lord. O God, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our Lord is merciful. The Lord preserved the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, please be encouraged that the Lord will preserve us. He will hear our prayer. He will deliver us. Amen. And he is our God, and he's worthy to be praised. So let us remember to praise him every chance we get and tell others of his goodness. Praise the Lord. Amen. Again, if you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, please press 1 at this time so that I can open your line. I don't know if my mic is upright and if you can hear me. Amen. I think 5518 had pressed 1. I'm not sure if you're busy now, but 518-650. I'm not sure if you're still able to speak. I'll open your line. Happy Preparation Day, as the Sabbath is soon to come within an hour or so.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Paul. I'm calling from Albany, New York. Holy Spirit, bed my trembling heart and brow. Fill me with thy hallowed presence. Come, oh, come and fill me now. Fill me now, fill me now. Jesus, come and fill me now. Fill me with thy hallowed presence. Come, oh, come and fill me now. Thou canst fill me, gracious Spirit, though I cannot tell thee how. But I need thee, greatly need thee. Come, oh, come and fill me now. Fill me now, fill me now. Jesus, come and fill me now. Fill me with thy hallowed presence. Come, oh, come and fill me now. I am weakness, full of weakness. At thy sacred feet I bow. Bless divine eternal Spirit. Fill with love and fill me now. Fill me now, fill me now. Jesus, come and fill me now. Fill me with thy hallowed presence. Come, oh, come and fill me now. Cleanse and comfort, bless and save me. Bed, oh, bed my heart and brow. Thou art comforting and saving. Thou art sweetly feeling now. Fill me now, fill me now. Jesus, come and fill me now. Fill me with thy hallowed presence. Come, oh, come and fill me now. And I'm going to read Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. Eight and last, so will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. O God, O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, O God, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Heavenly Father, I am asking you, O God, to fill me with your Holy Spirit, dear God. I come before you this evening, Lord. I have nothing. I am empty. Oh, God, I'm wretched. I'm blind. I'm miserable. I'm nothing good but Jesus. Take me and use me, oh, God. Pour me, Holy Spirit. Bathe my trembling heart and brow. Fill me with thy hallowed presence, oh, God. Come, oh, come and fill me now, Lord. Lord, I put myself into your hand, dear God. You know everything. I don't have to tell you nothing, oh God, because you know what is in my heart and you know what is laid on my heart and you know me. So, God, I must give myself to you this evening, Lord, as a living sacrifice, oh God. I need to be filled with your Holy Spirit. I need to be sanctified. I need to be cleansed. I need to be purged. And I need to be what you want me to be. So, God, I'm asking you, Jesus, to work through me, dear God. Have your own sweet way in my life. Take full control of me and use me for what you want me to be. Lord, I put this prayer line into your hand this evening, dear God. All of us who are on the prayer line, you see us, you know us inside out, oh God, and you know our families, wherever they are. I'm asking you to build an edge around us, O God, and to keep us from the things of this life, to keep us from sin, to keep us from unrighteousness, O God. Mold us and fashion us into your likeness, dear Father, and make us into what you want us to be. Have your own sweet way in our life. Let your will be done in us according to your will, O Father. Lord, I'm asking you to heal the sick, to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, O God, and open shelter for the homeless. Lord, I put everything into your hand this evening, dear God. I'm asking you to take the country in charge, O Lord. Be with the government. I'm asking you, Lord, to be with the government and do what you want to do with them. Help them to come close to you, Jesus, so that you can give them the right leading and the right understanding. Father, continue to bless your people all over the world in diverse places. So many people are suffering. So many people are going through disaster, oh God. Food, no clothes. Lord, burning out and all kind of things. But God, you is God, and everything in this world belongs to you. So, Lord, take full control, dear God. You said you will supply our needs according to your riches in glory. So, Lord, just help us to be faithful and help us just to come to you, Lord. Help us, oh God, to live a life pleasing in your eyes. Save us, dear Father. We need to be saved, oh God. Heavenly Father, you said if your people who are called by your name will humble ourselves and pray, dear God, and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, Lord God, you will hear from heaven and you will forgive our sin and you will heal the land. Lord, we need healing. We need everything, oh God. There's nothing we can do of ourselves. But because we were bought with a price, oh God, and you put us on this earth to do the things that is pleasing in our eyes, and because of sin, we are straying from you, God. But Jesus, please draw us closer and closer to you. Help us to be faithful. Help us to be true. Help us to live a life, oh God, to walk in newness of life with you. Continue to mold us and fashion us into your likeness, dear Father, and make us into what you want us to be. Lord, you know the person who is going to break the bread of life tonight. Put that person into your hand. Let that person not be seen, but let you be seen, oh God. Everything be that person say come from your throne. Lord, have your way. Take full control, dear God. Let your will be done. I beg and I give you thanks. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the sweet Holy Spirit, thank you for your holy Sabbath day, oh God. Bless it. You have blessed it. You have sanctified it. You have set it apart as a day for we to come to you and to worship you. Help us to worship you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Barnaby. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for your faithfulness. I thank him for your love for him. And I just thank him for you as a person coming on to share in songs, in prayer, in thanksgiving to the Lord. It's just wonderful for brethren to come together in unity and in love as we worship the Father. I know there's many coming on a little late because of the time. The sun is setting later and they have more time in the day to enjoy this beautiful day. And I pray that all had a wonderful day. Yesterday and today was really nice. The sun was shining. There's cool breeze now. It's just looking out the window at nature. It's just a blessing to know that we have a loving God who has prepared these things for us even while we were yet sinners. You know, before he created us, he created the trees and everything for and the vegetable, the fruit for our meat, for our food. And it's such a blessing. Everything is created to glorify God and to help his human being. Oxygen, carbon dioxide we give off, and it's just everything worked together for the glory of God. Amen. And I just want to thank those that are joining us via the internet. Happy Preparation Day. Some people are already in the Sabbath. Happy Sabbath. And those people are in India. it's already night. You know, different part of the world is different time zone. I know early morning in India. So just want to welcome each and everyone on the prayer line and just wish you a happy Sabbath and happy preparation day. And I'm praying that others will join us soon and come on early to press 1 because at 8:20 I will have to turn over the mic to the speaker so that we can start our study early. So I'm praying that all will come on early and press 1 so everyone will get a chance to testify and pray and talk of the goodness of the Lord. So I will go ahead and read. It says, Sabbath, day of rest. And this is from Desire of Ages, chapter 29. It said, the Sabbath was hallowed at creation as ordained for men. It had an origin when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Job chapter 38, verse 7. Peace brought over the world, for earth was in harmony with heaven. God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. He rested in the joy of his complete work. And that's the same thing God wants us to do, is to rest, you know, on the seventh day, rest from our work of toil, work of headaches and heartaches. Many people have it so hard and they're stressed out and they don't know where one meal is going to come from the next, but we know that God is able to provide. Continue reading. Because he had rested upon the Sabbath, God blessed the seventh day and sanctified, set it apart to a holy use. He gave it to Adam as a day of rest. Amen. And in return, Adam gave it to the offspring, us, as a day of rest. So he didn't give it to us, but we should be doing what our forefather did, but Jesus gave it to us. Excuse me. Amen. Continue reading. It was a memorial of the work of creation and thus a sign of God's power and his love. Amen. The scriptures say he had made his wonderful works to be remembered. Are we remembering the Sabbath day, brothers and sisters, to keep it holy? And we know the only way we can keep it holy is with God's help, with God's strength, because in our own, we are unholy. We can't keep it holy. But if we have Christ in our hearts, he's able to give us the strength to keep the Sabbath day holy. Continue. The things that are made declare the invisible things of him since the creation of the world. Even his everlasting power and divinity. And that's Genesis chapter 2 and verse 3, and also Psalms 111 verse 4, Romans chapter 1 and verse 20, that you can find all of these talking about the Sabbath and talking about the Lord and about creation. So, and also the Bible. So we have no excuse. We have places to go and to show people and to read and to be remembered of the blessed Sabbath, be remembered of the glory of the Lord. Amen. And I will continue to read as we waiting for more of our brothers and sisters to join us and those via the internet. I just want to welcome you and thank you. I know we cannot hear you, or you cannot press 1 because you are listening via the internet, but I pray that you and your family will be blessed. Continue. All things were created by the Son of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So we see that all things was made by who? Jesus. And without him, there wasn't anything made. Wow. John chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. And since the Sabbath is a memorial of the work of creation, it is a token of the love and power of Christ. The Sabbath calls our thoughts to nature and bring us into communion with the Creator. In the song of the bird, the singing of the trees, and the music of the sea, we still may hear his voice who talked with Adam in Eden in the cool of the day. And as he behold his power in nature, we find comfort for the word that created all things is that which speak life to the soul. He who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:6. Again, it says, he who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. So he commanded, there was darkness, but he commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Merciful Father, amen. Had shine in our heart to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. So Jesus, light is shining in our heart so that we can have knowledge of the glory of God. As we read, as we meditate upon his word, as we read the spirit of prophecy, as we pray, as we listen to sermon, as we speak to the Holy Spirit and ask him for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, we are getting knowledge. We are getting wisdom. Amen. It was the thought that awoke the song. Thus, Lord has made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hand. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. So we see the Lord's works are great, and his thoughts are so deep. Amen. And that's Psalm chapter 92, verse 6 and 5. Again, please press 1 if you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, song of meditation. And I will open your line. Amen. God is good and he's worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. So let us give him the glory, the praise, and the honor which is due unto him. So please press 1 so that you can get a chance to speak or to give your testimony or to pray. As we know that more prayer, more power, and God is truly worthy to be praised. 518-650. Blessed Preparation Day, your line is now open.
Yes, I come back on the line again because I would like to pray for a lady in my building. She's my friend. We talk. She's in the hospital. Her name is Ione Broderick.
Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your high and holy name. Lord, I come before you again. You know me by name. You know me by nature. You know everything about me. Lord, you know I am unworthy and I'm not what you want me to be. But, oh God, I know you can make me into what you want me to be. So I'm asking you to anoint me, dear God, from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me, cleanse me, purge me, anoint me, sanctify me, purify me, mold me, and fashion me into your likeness, O God. Father, I need you more than anything else. I am nothing of my own. I'm nothing on my own. Lord, I need your healing hands on me. Lord, if there's anything in me that is unlike you, God, please remove it so that my prayer can come up to your sweet incense and your blessing and come down and bless me. Oh, God, I'm asking you, dear God, to have mercy upon me according to your loving kindness, dear Father, according unto the multitude of your tender mercy, blot out my transgression. Father, work a miracle in my life. Please, God, I'm depending on you, Jesus. I have faith in you, and I'm asking you for that miracle. Father, I put Ione Bradrick into your hand. You see her in the St. Peter's Hospital. Oh, God, wherever she is in the hospital, I'm asking you to go right beside her bedside right now, oh God, and anoint her, touch her, heal her, oh God. And whatever the situation is, oh God, I'm asking you, Lord, to take full control of it and restore it and make it into what you want it to be. Lord, I put the prayer line into your hand again, dear God. Each and every one of us on the prayer line with our families, Lord, we need you, we need you, we need you, because in this time only you we need and no one else but you, dear God. Whatever our problem on our, whatever is our problem, only you alone can solve it. There's nothing we can do on our own, oh God, if we don't call upon you in mercy, in truth, oh God. Have your way in our life, dear God. Be our guide, be our shield, be our comfort. Lord, in this time, so many are hurting. This coronavirus, oh God, have bring so many sadness, so many distress. So many young people are committing suicide. But, oh God, please, Jesus, touch them and help them to realize and to know that they are not too young to call upon you, dear Father. God, they are your children. So, Lord, have mercy upon them. Plenty of people are confused. Don't know where to turn, don't know what to do, but God, you is in control, dear Father. And whatever it is, I'm asking you, Lord God, to have your way and to take over. Lord, as this prayer line go, Thursday and Friday and Sunday, Lord, I'm asking you to be with each and every one on this line, dear God. Go into our homes. Be with our families. Be with each and every one who we come in contact with, oh God. Help them to see your love and your mercy and your kindness, your grace and your compassion in us, so that they can come to know you as God and Savior. Have your way again, Lord. Let your will be done, Heavenly Father. And Lord, there's nothing we can do of ourselves. So we just have to call on you and to cry to you, dear God, because you is the author and the finisher of our faith. Let your Holy Spirit fall on us, dear God. Lord, let your Holy Spirit fall on us, break us, melt us, oh God, mold us and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Thank you for answering my prayer. And Lord, what I fail of asking you, fail not to grant it unto me. I beg and I ask in the name of the Father, Son, and the sweet Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for that prayer. Again, thank you for remembering your friends and each and every one of us and lifting us up before the Lord. It's a blessing to come before the Lord and lift up those that are in need, those that might not have the time to come or sick and just out of it or don't know where to turn. But we know the prayers are heard and the Holy Spirit is going to their aid. Amen. I'll go ahead and open the next line. Again, happy Sabbath. Thank you for calling, brothers and sisters. 857-505, your line is now open.
Hello, Sister Carla. Hello, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath to all of you. My name is Brother Eli. First of all, I'd like to thank God because God is good. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Carla. God is good. God is awesome. He's the Alpha and Omega. I'd like to praise God because he is good for me, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, today's the Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Today's the day that the Lord has made. Oh, let us rejoice and be glad in it, brothers and sisters. Sister Carla, I have a prayer request at this moment, Sister Carla. First of all, Sister Carla, I like to thank God. I like to praise him because I like to thank God for his love, his mercy. He is worthy to be praised. He's our deliverer. Sister Carla, God is our deliverer. God will give us strength, brothers and sisters. God will give us deliverance, brothers and sisters. Keep the faith in God because God is good. He's merciful. He's worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. I have a prayer request, Sister Carla. My prayer request tonight, Sister Carla, is to pray for my mother. Lift up my mom in prayer. Don't forget to pray for me, Sister Carla, in a special way. I need a lot of prayer. Sister Carla, don't forget to pray for Brother Anthony too, Sister Carla. His name is Anthony, A-N-T-H O-N-Y. Pray for Anthony. Don't forget to pray for Don't forget to pray for Brother Jahari, Sister Carla, because Brother Jahari needs a lot of prayer, Sister Carla. He needs Bible study, Sister Carla. I don't know. Can you call him one of these days? I don't know. Can you call Brother Jahari one of these days, Sister Carla? Sister Carla, you should ask Sister Power on the prayer line. You should ask Sister Power on the prayer line, Sister Carla. You should ask, excuse me, Sister Power, can I have Brother Jari's phone number? And then you could do Bible study with Brother Jari and open Sabbath with him, Sister Carla, because Sister Carla, Brother Jari needs to know the Sabbath too. Pray for him, Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, don't forget to tell Sister Stephanie or Brother Brother Akeem James, Brother Yudi, Sister Power, Sister Miola, tell them, can you do Bible study with him? And tell Sister Stephanie, Sister Carla. You remember, Sister Carla, when I was talking to the mother of the ministry on the prayer line? Tell the mother of the ministry of the prayer line what is Brother Jari's phone number. And then when Sister Power on this prayer line, Sister Carla, she will give you the number, Sister Carla. So, Sister Carla, let's pray for Brother Jari and Sister Carla, and then you could do Bible study with him. Bible study with him, just like we do Bible study with Brother Yudi. Now we should do Bible study with Brother Jari and pray for Sister Isenia. Lift up Sister Isenia and pray, Sister Miola, Sister Carla, can I do a special song at the moment? Can I sing at this moment, Sister Carla? Amen, Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, don't forget to tell Sister Power if you want Brother Jari's phone number to call him, to give him a call, or you can give him a call if you want, Sister Carla. Okay. Tell Sister Power what his number. Let me sing a song. Amen. Above all power, above all king, above all nature, above all wisdom, love. I can pray for you too, Sister Carla, when I'm finished singing. Crucify and behind the world you let light by the wall because of all but above all, let me pray for Sister Carla. God, Heavenly Father, God, we, God, you're good, God. God, you're awesome. You're worthy to be praised, God. How excellent is your name, God. God, we, you are faithful, God. You're awesome, God. You're worthy to be praised, God. God, this moment, God, I want to lift up Sister Carla, God, who is hosting the prayer line, God. We ask God to give Sister Carla knowledge, God. God, we ask God to give her the victory, God. We ask God to watch over Sister Carla, God, from Tennessee, God. We ask God to deliver Sister Carla, God. God, we ask God allow Sister Carla to bring a message on this prayer line to God one of these days, God. Allow Sister Carla, God, to preach the gospel message on this prayer line, God. Allow Sister Carla to do the Bible study, God, with my friend too, God. God, we ask God to watch over Sister Carla, God. We ask God to give Sister Carla deliverance, God. God, I want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister Carla, God. God, bless Sister Carla, God, at this moment, God, break every chain for her, God. God, I want to deliver Sister Power to you, God. We ask God to watch over Sister Power, God. We ask God to give Sister Power the strength. We ask God to give Sister Power deliverance, God. God, 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 give Sister Power the victory, God. Watch over Sister Power, God. God, God, we want to deliver Sister. Sister Vanity, God. God, we ask God to watch over Sister Vanity, God. We ask God to strengthen her, Lord. We ask God to watch over her friend to God. We ask God, allow her to be strong in you, God. God, God, we ask God, allow her to share the prayer line, God, with her friend, God. Allow her to share the prayer line, God, with her friend, God. We ask God to bless Sister Vanity, God. We ask God to give her the strength. We ask God to give her deliverance, God. Watch over her, God, at this moment, God. God, we want to lift her Sister Martin to you, God. God, we want to lift her Brother Rick, God. God, we ask God to watch over Brother Rick, God. God, we want to lift up everyone, God. We want to lift up We want to lift up Brother O'Neill, God. Bless Brother O'Neill, God. We ask God to strengthen him, God. We ask God to watch over Brother O'Neill, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for him, God. God, we want to lift up Brother James Stanley. We want to lift up Brother Yudi, God, who's going to preach on this prayer line, God. We ask God to watch over Brother Yudi. We ask God to hide him, God, at this moment, God. Hide Brother Yudi, God, at this moment, God. God, we ask God to cover Brother Yudi, God, feel righteousness, God. God, 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 bless Brother Yudi's wife, God, Sister Melissa, God. We ask God to watch over Sister Melissa, God. God, we want to lift up Sister Kayla, God. God, we want to lift up the kids to God. We ask God to watch over them, God. We want to lift up Kevin to you, God. God, we ask God to watch over Kevin, God. God, we want to lift up Kevin's sisters to you, God. We ask God, allow them to come in this prayer line, God. Allow them to share their ministry, God. Allow them to share their testimony, God. Because, God, you are good for them, God. You are awesome, God. You are worthy to be praised, God. God, bless Sister Brenda, God. Watch over Sister Brenda, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for her, God. God, God, allow Sister Brenda the testimony, God. Allow her to give you thanks, God. Allow her to praise you, God. Bless Brother Ray, God. God, bless Brother John, God. We ask God to watch over Brother John. We ask God to strengthen Brother John, God. God, we ask God, we want to lift up Brother Ray, God. We want to lift up Sister Miola, God, at this moment, God. God, we ask God to watch over Sister Miola, God. We ask God to touch her heart, God. God, bless Sister Carla, too, God, who is hosting. We ask God to watch over Sister Carla, God. God, God, we ask God to watch over Brother Bernard Lewis, God. God, we ask God to come bless them, God. Bless Sister Power, God. We ask God to give Sister Power deliverance, God. We ask God to watch over Sister Power, God, in upstate New York, God. We ask God to touch her heart, God. We ask God to deliver Sister Power, God. Allow her to do a prayer, God, on this Avilite ministry, God. Allow Sister Power to read John 14:16, God. God, 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 your heart should not be troubled. God, we ask God to watch over Sister Miola, God. Watch over Sister Miola, God. Allow Sister Miola to read John 14:16 to God. God, we ask God to watch over her, God. We ask God to come bless her, God. Bless brother Yildi, God. God, watch over brother Yildi, God. Allow brother Yildi to shout hallelujah, God. Allow brother Yildi to shout hallelujah, God. Allow brother Yildi to shout hallelujah. Allow Sister Carla to shout hallelujah, God. God bless brother Yildi, God, in a special way, God. Bless brother Yildi, God, at this moment, God. And Kenneth, God, watch over him, God, at this moment, God. We ask God to bless him, God, at this moment, God. Bless brother Yildi, God, in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, deliver brother Yildi, God. Give brother Yildi deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we want to deliver Sister Stephanie to God. Bless Stephanie, God, at this moment, God. We ask God to watch over her, God. We ask God to strengthen her, God. Bless brother Ray, God. Bless Sister Miola. Bless Sister Stephanie, God. Bless Sister Power, God. Watch over Sister Power, God. We ask God to give Sister Power deliverance. We ask God to give her the victory. We ask God to watch over her, God. We ask God to strengthen her, God. We ask God to deliver Sister Power, God, at this moment, God, in the Sabbath, God. Allow her to give her thanks, God. Allow her to praise you, God. Because God, you're good for Sister Power, God. You're awesome for her, God. God, you're good for Sister Carla, God. You're good for Sister Carla, God. You're good for us, God. Bless us, God, at this moment, God. Bless everyone, God, at this moment, God. Watch over everyone, God. God, in the name of Jesus, we ask the God of Sister Carla to do my study, God, with my friend, brother J.R., God. Bless her, God. Watch over Sister Carla, God. We ask the God to come bless her, God. Bless everyone, God. Bless us, God, at this moment, God. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus. Deliver Sister Carla, God. Deliver her, God, at this moment, God. Deliver Sister Power, God. Deliver Sister Brenda. Deliver Sister Vanity, God. Deliver Sister Vanity, God. Deliver her, God. Deliver her, God, at this moment. Deliver Sister Martin, God. Deliver her, God. Deliver them, Lord. Deliver them, God. Deliver Brother Yudi, God. Deliver Brother Yudi, God. Deliver all of us, God. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Eli, for that prayer. We always welcome you on the prayer line. We thank you for your faithfulness and your prayer, and we will keep your prayer requests. We'll lift up those names as we go into prayer. So please press 1, brothers and sisters. I want to give everyone a chance to come on and share before the 8:20 hour when the speaker will be ready to speak. I'll go to the next line. Again, happy Sabbath, happy preparation day. 518489. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath, brothers and sister. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Brother Eli, for praying for each one of us. God is so good. He's so great. Brother Eli, you are so faithful. So we just want to let you know, Advent Light, brothers and sisters, thank you for your faithfulness and also lifting us, every one of us, into the hands of our Creator, the Lord Jesus. So thanks. I will say happy Sabbath to my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Powell calling from upstate New York. God is so merciful upon us. I listen to my dear sister, Sister Barnaby Cavon, and praying for her friend, Sister Frederick. I don't remember the name, but you know God is able, and see the faithfulness of my dear sister. And if we trust God, we know God is able to heal all our diseases, because he wish above all things that we will prosper and be in good health. I will just sing this little Sabbath song here and offer a word of prayer. Oh, day of rest and gladness. Oh, day of joy and light. Oh, balm of care and sadness. Most beautiful, most bright. On thee the high and lowly, who bend before the throne, sing holy, 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 Thou art a port protected from storms that round us rise. A garden intersected with streams of paradise. Thou art a cooling fountain in life's dry, dreary sand. From thee, like pilgrims mounting, we view our promised land. A day of sweet reflection, thou art a day of love, a day to raise affection from each to things above. New grace is ever gaining from this our day of rest. We seek the rest remaining in mansions of the blessed. Praise God. God is so good. I will just read this little thing. As we are experiencing a lot of sickness, both in family, church members and brothers and sisters, right? And there is no time. Some of them is in the hospital, and we can go and visit them. But we know that we can petition them to our Heavenly Father. We have seen that the Lord have worked many, many miracles as we have been studying His Word, and He is pointing us out. You know, important it is for us to trust Him and believe that He is able. And this woman with the issue of blood, we remember it was 12 years, and she had faith and trust God, and she was made whole. And again, as our study last night, this paralytic man, he was there for 30 years, and what his friend did, he couldn't go to Jesus. But his friends were so faithful so that they could take him to see Jesus. And what they do extra, you know, they got extra strength and extra blessing from God, that they have the wisdom to go on the housetop, that they could let down that man at Jesus' feet. And we saw that that paralytic man, he become whole because Jesus have healed him. And immediately after he rise, that man went out to do evangelism work. He was there sharing the goodness of God. And a lot of people saw him. And you know what? We know by the grace of God that our dear sister who is in the hospital now, there, we know that God is able to heal. We have another sister, Sister Rose, I call her name. She is also at home, and she's actually blind, but she's shut-in at home. And I know that God is able to do all things. We have another sister is in the hospital, Sister Newsom, and she's also in the, I think, is nursing home. So we are going to lift up those in prayer, and we know that God is able to do all things. So my sisters and brother on the line, I'm asking you please to bow your head, also whisper a word of prayer, you know, for those sick people, and anyone you have sick, let us pray for them. Kind and loving Father, we come before your throne room to give you thanks and praise for the blessings of the day. We thank you that you carry us safely through another week. And Lord, to Sabbath, we experience this blessed Sabbath day. We ask you, Lord, to pour your blessings upon your sons and your daughter. We are asking you, Father, to forgive us of any sins that we have committed and help us, Lord, that we will keep our eyes and our heart in you. You said to us, if we seek after you, we will find you. And this evening, Lord, we have some various requests, Lord, for your children on behalf of Sister Rodrigue, Sister Barnabas, friend, Lord, is in the hospital, St. Peter, at this time. Lord, you know everything about your daughter. We ask you, Father, Lord, give her peace that passeth all understanding. We are asking you, Father, to send your angels at her bedside. We ask you, Lord, to comfort her at this time. Lord, as you said, we must seek after you. Allow her that she will seek after you, because you said if we call upon you, you will hear our cry. So, Father, we place her in your hand. We know, dear Lord, that only you can do the healing. She's in the hospital. We ask you to continue to bless these doctors and also these nurses so that they will show their love and compassion with this individual who is sick. So, Father, we just want to give you thanks for what you are doing even now. Father, we present Sister Newsome to you, one of your servant, dear Lord. Years, she have been serving you and doing your will. We ask you, Father, for you also comfort her. We ask you, Lord, to pour your healing touch upon her. Help her, Lord, as she's in the nursing home now. Present her with a song in her heart, Lord, and also a word in her mind that she can focus her mind and her whole being upon you. Lord, we also lift up our dear sister Rose to you this moment. Father, you are the great physician. We have seen that you have raised the paralytic for 38 years, the woman with the issue of blood for 12. Oh, the blind man, Lord, you have spit on the ground and you use a clay and make the dirt and you ask him to go and wash after you place it upon his eye, and he became sight, he could be able to see again, Lord, and we know you can do all things. We also lift up, Lord Jesus, Janelle, my granddaughter. Lord, I lift her up to you, dear Father, this moment. You know all things with her, and also the baby. I place the baby to you this moment, Father of God, for your comfort and to allow that baby to grow up in the fear and admonition of you. Now, dear Lord, we present this line to you. We have a lot of brothers and sisters who are on this line. Lord, this night we lift up Sister Payne to you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the contribution that you have allowed her, dear Lord, despite of her illness and the testimony and experiences, Lord, that she have shared, Lord. And we know that is only you could heal her during all these sickness. And now she's giving you praises, Lord. Continue to bless her as she's on the battlefield evangelizing and drawing others to you. Father, we also lift up our dear sister Tamika, which we call her our baby, Lord. We have seen how she has been growing, Lord, and Sister Payne, Lord, is really ministering unto her. And Father, we ask you to pour your blessings upon her as she prayed for her son, Tony. Lord, continue to bless him, and also her other son, her daughter, and also her grandchildren. She also lift up a faithful servant, Lord, Sister Elizabeth, who is in the nursing home, dear Lord, in her right mind and sharing and praising God and giving God the glory, dear Lord, listening to your words, Father, faithful servant. We ask you for comforting for her. Lord, we also lift up Sister Miriam to you. We seek to cover the cancer, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to comfort her and help her to trust you. We lift up Pastor Duby, dear Lord, with that blood cancer, Lord, that is plaguing his sin. He was your servant, Lord, doing all the work, ministering to others, drawing others to you. Now the enemy attack his body, but we know you are God, so we place him in your care, strengthen him and also his family, Lord, and help him, Lord, to continue to trust you. Lord, we lift up ever brothers and sister, Brother Eli, as Brother Eli pray for his friend, Lord, and his determination, Jari, and the Bible study, Lord. Lord, help us, Lord God, that we will get contact, Lord, with the house manager, because it's on Brother Eli's heart for us to have Bible study, but Brother Jahari have to consent, Lord. We can't get contact with the house manager. They did not. We call, but they do not pick up the phone. So, Lord, we have to get the opportunity that we can have this Bible study. We are willing, Lord, to carry out the Bible study with Jahari, but we have to have the contact, get the contact and the consent that he's willing and ready to do Bible study. So, Lord, pour your blessings upon Jahari and bother his heart and his conscience, Lord, that he will, you know, find out some way of reaching. He has the number that he can join the prayer line, Lord. Bless Brother Eli as he pray for his mother, he pray for himself, and he's praying for each and every Ishmael and all the other new brothers and sisters that he brings on the line. You know the name, their father. There are so many names, Lord, so we present them to you. We also present to you to the Sister Considelli, Sister Barnaby, Brother Udi, Sister Melissa, Caleb and Elizabeth, Brother Ray, well, Sister Leola, dear Father's Brother John, and Sister Brenda, dear Father, Sister Leola and Brother Ray, yes, and Brother Rick, Ashley and the family members, Brother Bernard, dear Lord, Sister Lee, dear Father, my children, Sister Stephanie and KJ and Kaja and O'Neill, dear Lord, Sister Carlo and Nicholas and Amanda, Lord, we present them. They are so young people, and Father, we lift them up to you, Lord. And there are many, many more names, Lord. You know them. And we also ask you, Father God, for help so that these young people will draw closer to you by studying your word and also share what they study to others. Now, dear Lord, we present this prayer line in your care. We ask you, Father, for your love and your mercies upon each one of us. And Lord, you know our heart and what we desire at this time. All we are desiring is to follow and to serve you in spirit and in truth. Bless Sister Richardson, Elder Richardson, we pray in Jesus' loving name with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Happy Sabbath. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my
life. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for coming on and sharing. Thank you for the testimony. For the prayer. Thank you for the encouraging word and just being faithful, always willing to serve the Lord and to help others. And may we all present our body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Amen. Again, please press 1 so that I can open your line. Before the we would go into prayer about 10 after 8, well, about 8:15, in a few minutes, we'll go into prayer so the speaker can have ample enough time to come on and speak. Amen. 985-232. Your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up. Thank God for a blessed day. I want to thank everyone, Brother Eli, Sister Powell, and everyone else that prayed for everybody on this prayer line. God bless y'all. I would like to read a prayer. Perfect and almighty Lord, my strength and guardian, I am a sinner. Forgive me, Father, I have sinned. And knowing that you sent your only son to earth to die for my sins, You sent your only son to earth to die for my sins. Make this admission more shameful. Oh, Lord, please hear my prayer. I beg that you give me a chance to improve and pledge my faith to you so that I may spread your glory to others. This is only one path for me, Abba, Father, and the path lead to heaven, so that I may rejoice with you in Christ. I pray this in the name of Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I ask for forgiveness of my sins and my iniquities, and that the Lord would continue forgiving us of our sins, and this is my prayer. So I just want to ask for prayer for Advent Light and all the upcoming projects they have planned, and wherever their projects at, that the Lord would bless them and strengthen them and keep them in health so they can have the projects keep going and straight for them to get through. Everybody that's doing their projects and taking care of their business, and pray for all the sick, the homeless, all those in the nursing home, all those dealing with COVID, and all those in the shelter outside. And just want to lift everyone else in prayer that's on the prayer line and all, and want to pray for those to come back. And we just want to lift Brother Eli friends up in prayer that he prayed for so hard that they might join one day. And God bless each and every one. Amen. Have a nice Sabbath. That's got to be it for tonight.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Brenda, for coming on and sharing. And thank you for also the prayer that you have prayed also. And just thank you and Brother John for both of you coming on and listening and participating and growing. We all are growing in the Lord, and it's only by his grace that we continue. Okay, I have one more line to open before we go into a word of prayer. Amen. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Just want to welcome each and every one of you. 518-482, your line is now open. Happy Sabbath. See if your line is on mute. 518-482. Your line is open.
Okay. Sorry, sister. Thank you. Thanks for opening my line. Happy Sabbath to one and all. This is Sister Cancinelli from Albany, New York. I would like to give God praise and thanks for this another Sabbath. He has spared our lives to see that we can come before him to give him praise. This week I went to the home after 1 year. I got to see my brother who was in the nursing home. He has deteriorated a lot, but I'm thankful that he was still there, alive. He never got the COVID. You know, there's so much that we could thank the Lord for. Although his condition wasn't what I expected, but, you know, he is alive and he's still there. And I cannot expect too much at his age at this time, but God is good. I would like to just give God praise and thanks for him, and also my sister who is with her daughter. She is doing well, and I just want to give God thanks for all of them. And even for my neighbor here, we just had a death next door. And in the midst of life, there is death. So I just want to sing a song of to welcome the Sabbath, thy holy Sabbath, Lord. Thy people hail with joy. And while we wait to hear thy word, let praise our hearts employ. With sweet delight the day that thou hast called thine own. We hail and our homage pay to thine exalted throne. Oh, may thy saints be blessed. Assist us while we pray. May we enjoy a holy rest and keep the sacred day. When Sabbath's here shall end and from these courts we move, may we an endless Sabbath spend in heavenly courts above. So I'm going to sing the song, the dawn of God's dear Sabbath. Another Sabbath. I always look forward to the Sabbath as welcoming the Sabbath all through the week. And here is another Sabbath God has spared our life to see. And I'm going to sing a few verses from this song. The dawn of God's dear Sabbath. The dawn of God's dear Sabbath makes all the earth again a sunset summer morning after a night of pain. It comes a school in showers to some exhausted land. Our shades of clustered pine trees made weary with the sun. And we would bring our burden of sinful doubt and deed in thy pure presence kneeling from bondage to be free. Our hearts must bitter sorrow for all that we're condemned. So many talents wasted, so few bright laurels won. And with that sorrow mingling, a steadfast faith unsure, and love so deep and fervent for thee to make it pure. In thy dear presence finding the pardon that we need, and then the peace so lasting, celestial peace in thee. Thank you, Sister Paul, for opening my line. God bless, and happy Sabbath to one, and happy Sabbath to all. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for coming on and sharing, Sister Consonelli, and thank you, brothers and sisters, and we will go into a word of prayer. We already had about 3 or 4 prayers and basically covered all the prayer requests. So we will just do, I will just do a prayer before the speaker, before I open the line for the speaker. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, because you are truly worthy to be praised. We glorify, we magnify your name. This holy Sabbath day of rest, Lord, it's been so beautiful, so warm, so nice, oh Father. Lord, we thank you because you made all things for your glory, even us. Forgive us of our sins, your trespasses, oh Father. I, Father, also agree with all the prayers that have went before, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Everyone has been covered, oh Father, and I just want to lift up the unspoken prayer requests, oh Father. I pray that you will answer the prayers of your servant, oh Father, that you will bless your people. Be with Sister Katie, oh Father. Be with those that we have forgotten, oh Father. You know the desire of your people, their hearts, oh Father. I pray that you will send your Holy Spirit to abode with them, oh Father, to strengthen them, help them, and wake them up out of this spiritual sleep, oh Father. Help us to be like the wise virgin with oils in our lamp. Bless the speaker at this time. Fill him with your Holy Spirit, oh Father. Bless the ministries near and far. Bless your leader, your disciples, your ministers, oh Father, your evangelists, oh Father, your medical missionary, your mothers and fathers, grandmother, aunt, uncle, each and every one of the youth, oh Father, the babies and the young people, oh Lord. We thank you, Father. We glorify, we magnify your name. We ask you, oh Lord, to bless us as we gather together to study, to hear your word, to admonish you, oh Father, and to study, to show ourselves approved. We thank you, we praise you, we magnify and glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. I will now open the line for our speaker. Amen. Five 18 409, your line is now open.
Amen, and thank you very much, Sister Carla, for hosting and for all of our beloved brothers and sisters on this beautiful Sabbath, preparation day, rather. It is not yet quite Sabbath where I am here. It is still very bright and sunny outside. Today we had, it was 81 degrees here in Arkansas. You know, it's a little bit hotter here on the, in the south. All of the trees are already have already filled in this area. All of the foliage is already on the trees, and we've already harvested 2 harvests of salads from our little garden that we have here. So praise the Lord, and he is worthy to be praised. I actually had my phone line on 1 because I had a prayer request that I wanted to ask for. There is a particular brother in our church that is being taunted by the enemy, and I believe he is blind to the fact of this is happening, and as a result, the enemy is using him, but he does not see. He is very judgmental when it comes to others, but he refuses to see himself in the mirror. I want to lift him up. I'm not going to say any names. The Lord know his name, and so I want you to pray for him tonight. Also, while it is not yet Sabbath, the industry here is flourishing, but I want to be candid and honest with you. We are in need of prayer because the Lord is testing our faith by delaying some of the answers to our prayers. Again, remember what I said. He is testing our faith by delaying some of the answers to our prayer. And I want to read this quotation tonight. And a friend of mine sent me this quotation as I needed it most. It is from Selected Messages, Book 1, paragraph 87. I beg your pardon. Selected Messages, First Selected Messages, Book 1, page 87, paragraph 4. Notice what it says. And Father, we open up tonight with your word, and we ask for your blessing and for your wisdom is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And it reads, those who are laboring in places where the work has not long been started. Now, this particular quotation speaks to me because we are laboring here in Arkansas in a place where the work has not been long started. In fact, where we are not now, the church is practically non-existent in the community. The community does not know who the Adventist Church is. And if you've never been in the South, for those of you who are in New York, and it's particularly in what's called the Bible Belt. This is where we are. We're in the Bible Belt. Every other corner, every other block. You know how you when you are in the north, in the east, in the northeast, in different areas. Every other corner. If you are maybe in the ghetto, you'll see a liquor store or something of that sort. But friends, here in the Bible Belt, every other street, it is not uncommon to see 3 to 4 churches in one block. Every other street, there is a church. And most of these churches primarily are Church of God, rather primarily the Southern Baptist Church, the Church of God, some Pentecostal churches. So the Adventist Church is not really known in this area, okay? On Sundays, every store, just about every store, with the exception of the major chains like Walmart, is closed, all right? Here in the Bible Belt, just about every store is closed on Sundays. And it is hard-pressed to find a health food store that is even open at this time period on Sundays. Now, the individuals in this community, in this area, do not know who Seventh-day Adventists are. They don't know who they are. And we are endeavoring to have a place in the community where people can come to see Adventists interact and to hear the message. And so we are endeavoring to do that. And friends, I'm telling you right now, and what I'm realizing is when you are working for the Lord, sometimes in the beginning things seem easy. But as you come to the closing part of the work, this is where things begins to get even harder and harder. And if you look at the Bible and if you look at the spirit of prophecy, this is not something that is uncommon because we are told as we begin to get closer to the end of the work, what's going to happen? Things are going to become more and more difficult as we are on the edge of the heavenly canon. Things are going to get even more difficult. We saw that in the history of the children of Israel as they were bordering, right, heavenly canon, the temptations that were sent to them, the obstacles that they had to meet got heavier and heavier. And so I'm saying that to say this, that as we are coming to an end of this putting together, it seems like the end of it, the marathon that we are running seems harder and harder. But I'm not complaining about what God is able to do. I'm not complaining about his power. I'm simply asking for prayer that we would be sustained in this work, financially sustained in this work. And I want to finish reading this. It says, from First Selected Messages, page 87, paragraph 4, it says, those who are laboring in places where the work has not long been started will often find themselves in great need of better facilities. their work will seem to be hindered for lack of these facilities. But let them not worry. Let them take the whole matter to the Lord in prayer. When trying to build up the work in new territory, we have often gone to the limit of our resources. Now, notice what she says. She says that when we are trying to build up the work in new territories, we have often gone to the limit of our resources. Resources here is dealing with funds, right? It seems as if we have gone over to the limit of our resources. But notice what it says. At times, it seems as if we could not advance no further, right? This is how I feel sometimes. But feeling is not faith. We have to base our faith upon the Word of God, upon God's promises. It has nothing to do with what we can see or with our feelings. But notice what this says, that oftentimes, as God's children was doing a special work in a place where the labor has not been done before, it seems as if they could advance no farther. But, it says, but we kept our petitions ascending to the heavenly courts, and all the time denying ourselves, and God heard and answered our prayers, sending us means for the advancement of the work. Sending us means for the advancement of the work. And this is what I was going to ask for prayer about, is that the Lord himself will send us means. He has ways to do it. He's capable of doing it. He is more than capable of doing it. He is not just wholly dependent upon one individual to do it. He has other means and other ways in which to do it. And so we are asking for prayer tonight that the Lord would send us the capabilities and the means to be able to finish this work in which he has given us to do. We know he has given us to do it. And with that being said, I am grateful because the Lord has worked a miracle for me this week. Now, I have been traveling, some of you know, working as a nurse, especially here in the South. And sometimes I would go away for the week and I would come home only on the weekends to be with my family. And I petitioned. I took my petition to the Lord and I asked him to do away with that because the store is not opening and I need to be home. I need to be able to reach the community in which I live. And I had not work. I haven't been working for over, 3 weeks now or so, and just waiting upon the Lord. And my friends, let me tell you, this week, as I went on 2 interviews, the Lord opened up the door for me at both places, both of them being in the leadership position, working. One of them was an hour away from home. The other one was 6 minutes away from home. So which one did you think I chose? Yeah, that's right. So God opened up the door for me to work in the leadership capacity just 6 minutes away from my house. And so I am able to now work in the community, promote the health message in the place where I'm working, and be able to minister to those that I see. And also, he has opened up another door for us, we believe. He's provided for us a country place, and this place is like heaven on earth. And so I am praying that all will work together for good so that we can have a facility to bring those who are in need. Right now, in that facility, there is already a jacuzzi for water treatment. It's a beautiful country place. There's a big open area for us to hold our meetings on the property. It's about 29 acres. And also, it seems as if the Lord is moving upon the heart of the owners who don't even want the property, really, who has other means and ways and properties. And it seems like they want to just bless someone with this. So I'm asking that you keep that in prayer as well. Because we are ready to really begin to do this work here, and the Lord is answering prayer after prayer. But most of all, our deadline that we had for the opening up, we're not going to be able to meet because of the reasons that I've already shared. So at this time, I am just looking onto the Lord, and we are waiting for him to provide us with that which we need so we can do what he wants us to do. And so with that being said, I wanted to share those things, and I wanted to share a word of encouragement tonight as we open up our Bibles. And start with a word of prayer first, again, an added word of prayer. Heavenly Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We thank you, dear Father, for your love and your kindness toward us. And the Sabbath that is now here, the Sabbath is a sign between us and you that you may know that we may know, rather, that you are the Lord that sanctifieth us. Sanctify us through thy truth, O Lord. Thy word is truth. We pray for understanding of thy word tonight. In Jesus' precious name, we ask all of these things. Amen and amen and amen. Again, we want to say good evening to those of you who are on tonight and listening to our message, whether you be in New York or in the South. We thank you so much for joining us this evening. And I was reading a story in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16. I want to share this story with you tonight, and I want to open up the Word of God and the Spirit of prophecy and be able to look at a few minutes, spend a few minutes in God's Word. Amen. We're going to the book of 1 Samuel. Going to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17. 1 Samuel, chapter 17, and we shall begin at verse number 1. Now it says, "Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and were gathered together at Shochoh, which belongeth unto Judah, and they pitched between Shochoh and Azekah and Ephes, them men. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together, and they pitched by the valley of Elah and set the battle in array against the Philistines." So notice that the children of Israel, once again, are gathering to battle against the armies of the Philistines. The Bible reads in verse number 3, "And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side." So we have here almost like a face-off, right? One army is facing off the other army. One army that is standing upon a mountain is standing upon the rock of Christ Jesus. The other army is merely standing upon self, upon their own strength, upon their own power. But notice that as they are facing each other off, my friends, the children of Israel, who knew that God was on their side, had forgotten that they were not merely standing by themselves, but that they were also standing with the angels of God that was watching with them. And notice what the Bible says in verse number 3. It says, "And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side." And the Bible reads that there was a valley between them. Now, a mountain and a valley are two different things, right? They're two different things. Some people confuse them, but they are not the same. The valley is a little bit smaller than the mountain, right? So the valley is kind of like up and down. The mountain is a very high peak. So here we see that in between each camp, the children of Israel and the children of the Philistines, there is valleys that is in between them. And I want you to notice what the Bible says in verse number 4. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had an helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and his weight, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. So this man was a giant. I want you to understand, the Bible tells us in the book of Genesis, chapter 6, that in the days of Noah, that there were giants, upon the earth. But this is after that time period. And so Goliath was a man that had overgrown others, right? So he stood a giant of a man before the camp of God that seems to be small. Sometimes the things that God is doing seems insignificant in the sense that they are minute, that they are small. And as it compares to the things of this world, right? Like, for instance, I walk into the store sometimes and I look at the small shelves that we have and just a few things that we have. And the Lord reminds me and says, son, this is a seed, you know. When you're dealing with the work of God, you always deal with a seed. What is a seed? Essentially, a seed is a small thing, but when you plant that seed, it is able to grow from that very small seed unto an oak tree, for instance, right? So even the oak tree is found within the seed of the oak. Are you following? So it seems as if this man, a giant man, was so big, too big even, for the camp of God. But my friends, I want you to understand tonight that with God, we are giants. Though we may seem small, though we may seem insignificant, though the work that we are doing may seem to be unrecognizable by others as it compares to other chains or whatever the case may be, but God is here telling us that we need not be afraid. Now notice what it says. It says, and he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he had an arm, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. So this man was one strong man because he was able to walk, to carry about his body and himself wearing this very heavy, heavy coat, in order to be able to move and to use his limbs and so on and so forth and be able to fight against other armies. Now, the Bible reads in verse 6, and he had greaves of brass upon his legs and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron. So can you picture this giant that is standing there in the camp, and the children of Israel are looking at sight. They're not walking by faith, but they're walking by sight. They are seeing these materialistic aspect of this giant man that is standing before them, and in their mind, because they lost sight of Christ, all they could see is defeat. Friends, there are times where our sins that we are trying to overcome seem as if they are giants in our life. Is that right? There are times where our defects of character, our cultivated tendencies, Our inherited tendencies seem like giants. We cannot overcome them. They are so big for us. But I want you to understand tonight that when we are with God, if God be for us, then nothing is impossible for him to overcome through us. And verse 8, and he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am I not a Philistine, and ye a servant to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. So as you can see, that Goliath was antagonizing the children of Israel. He was antagonizing them for, at one point, the Bible reads, this was happening day and night for 40 days and for 40 nights. He would come out each and every day and would mock them and would mock them and would say to them, you are unable to overcome. And Goliath is a type of Satan, the enemy, who mocks us and accuses us before God day and night, and saying to them that you cannot do this, you cannot overcome this sin, you're going to die in it. This sin was passed down from generation to generation, and as I overcame your father, as I overcame your grandfather, as I overcame your great-great-grandfather with that same sin, that same hereditary tendency, even so you will be overcome as well. Sometimes we feel this way, right? And so this giant is antagonizing and accusing the camp of God. And it seems as if for a while no man can stand against this giant. No man is able to stand before him in order to gain the victory. My friends, the time of trouble such as never was that we are about to embrace upon, this time of trouble is going to test our very faith. It's going to test to see whether or not we have truly accepted the messages of the first, of the second, and of the third angel. The time of trouble such as never was that we are about to embark upon is going to stand before us as Goliath stood before the children of Israel. And friends, and if we are looking through the lenses of our human eyes and not looking by faith, we will be overcome by this time of trouble. We will be overcome by that which is coming, the National Sunday Law. This seems as if it is a giant before the children of God. And the Bible tells us that this giant came out day and night antagonizing this army, the army of God, and saying, who is able to fight? In verse number 9, it says, if you be able to fight me and to kill me, then will you be your servant. Then will be your servant. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servant and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. Again, the giant Goliath is defying the armies of the Lord. And it seems as if there is no answer. Now, in verse number 12, the Bible says, verse number 11, that when Saul, I beg your pardon, and all of Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed, and they were greatly afraid. So that word dismayed actually means they were fearful in a way that they were depressed. Like their strength and everything that they had failed them, right? And the Bible says in verse number 12 that David, who was the son of Jesse, who had 8 sons, verse number 3, and the 3 eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to the battle. And the names of his three sons that went to battle were Eliab, the firstborn, and next was Abinadab, and the third was Shammah. So notice that this is interesting, that the three eldest brothers of David had joined the armies of Saul. Huh? This is how David ends up getting into this, the mix of things, right? So the three eldest son, David's brother, was actually in the army with Saul on the camp of God's children of Israel. Now, it says in verse 16 that the Philistine drew near morning and evening. So he drew near morning and evening and presented himself for 40 days. Goliath is antagonizing the children of Israel even more. And Jesse said unto David, his son, take now for thy brethren of this parched corn and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to thy brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their 1,000, and look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledges. So David's father sent him on a mission, all right? Sent David on a mission to do what? To take to his brethren food, because the father was obviously concerned, right? Because at one point, it seems as if they were never coming back. And maybe it was because they were facing this giant, the Philistine, and his armies, Goliath, and they were stuck. They were sure afraid, and they were fearful and dismayed. And so David gets thrown into the picture. I believe God is speaking through Jesse because of his prayers for his son, not knowing what could have happened, and he sent David on a mission apart from, you know, David going to fight. He didn't anticipate David to end up fighting Goliath, but he simply sent David to bring a provision of food to his brethren, his older brethren, that happened to be in the armies of Saul, in the army of Saul, right? Are you following? And so David goes and he brings the provision to his brethren. And the Bible says that in verse 17, then Jesse said unto David, take now for thy brethren this parched corn and these 10 cheeses, loaves, and run to the camp and to thy brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their 1,000, and look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledges. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up how? Early in the morning. And I believe he rose up early in the morning. He had his devotion. He surrendered his heart to God. He confessed his sins. And he left the sheep with a keeper. Now notice that David is a very responsible young man. He not only leaves to go do what his father asked him to do and shows his obedience to his father, but he does not leave his sheep that he is tending after alone. He makes sure, he ensures that his sheep would have a caretaker in his absence. Now that is a significant lesson that we can learn from this here. Now, David rose up early in the morning, verse 20 of 1 Kings 17, and he left his sheep with a keeper and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight and shouted for the battle. David is shouting for the battle, for Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage and ran into the army and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion. So David went into the camp, the armies of Israel. He does not know what is going on at this point. He is simply going to bring the provision that his father asked him to bring to his brethren, to his older brothers. And as he is talking to his brethren, the Bible says, and as he is saluting his brethren in verse number 17, here came Goliath, the champion of the Philistine, out of the armies of the Philistine and begins to speak the same words that he had been speaking for the past 40 days and 40 nights. And those words caused the armies of Israel to cower, to hide, in essence, to be afraid of this giant, not knowing that that this giant would overpower them, and as a result, they never stood up to this giant. But David, who is on a mission totally different from the mission that that we often think that he set out for this battle. David did not set out to have this battle, but David was going to bring a provision to his brethren. And as he happens to be there, the giant comes out and begins to mock the children of Israel, as he had done for many days now. And when David heard them, the Bible says, verse 24, all the men of Israel went, when they saw the men, they fled from him and were sore afraid. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that has come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. And David spake to the man that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Did you follow this, my friend? David is speaking by faith. He's not prideful here, because the whole Israel was hiding in fear for their life before this giant who had been antagonizing and threatening them for 40 days, the Bible says, and for 40 nights. But David says, who is this man? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? This word uncircumcised, I believe David is alluding to a spiritual connotation. One that is uncircumcised in heart, one that is unconverted. David is saying essentially, how can this unconverted man, this unconverted Egyptian, this unconverted Philistine stand before us and threaten us, and we who are supposed to be with God, Romans 8:31, if God be for us, who can be against us? We are cowering before him. So David asks the question, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? And how is he defying the armies of the living God? Verse 27, and the people answered him after this manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard what David spake, and he was angry with David, and he said, why camest thou down hither, and with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. So his brothers, number one, is blaming David for something that he is not doing. He did not come by pride. In fact, he was sent by his father to bring them a provision so that they can eat. And secondly, they were sore afraid of the giant. They would not have stood up to him anyway, so at least David was willing to stand up against them. And thirdly, they were accusing David of something that was not true. And David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? David says, wait a minute. Am I not defending a righteous cause here? Am I not standing for God? Friends, when we are fighting for God, when we are doing the work that God has entrusted us to do, there are individuals who may not understand. There are individuals who may not understand the work that God has entrusted us to do. And as a result of their misunderstanding, they might not support us in the work. Is that true? Now, the brethren, his own blood brothers, did not want to support him in standing. Instead of saying, David, we will fight with you, we will stand with you because you are the only one who is brave enough to move forward and to do the mission that God has asked you to do, instead of them saying this, they instead began to rebuke David for standing up to the giant that they would not stand up to. This is so typical of human behavior. The Bible reveals human behavior, human characteristics, and in fact, we see the same type of behavior revealed whenever God chooses a special person to do a special work. In fact, we go to the book of Exodus, the same thing happened in the book of Exodus when Moses was chosen to lead the children out of Israel. And when he had done a special work, the Bible says that they supposed that they would understand that God, by Moses' hand, would lead them out of Egypt, but they understood not. Friends, this text of Scripture is mind-boggling to me, that sometimes our own friends, our own family, our own brethren, our own sisters and brothers in Christ do not understand the work that God has bid us to do. And as a result, they end up criticizing the work or saying, well, you shouldn't have done that. Why did you go and do it like that? Why didn't you wait for this? Instead of standing up with us in the work, they criticize or they ignore the work that is being done. Now, ignoring the work that God has called a special person to do does not, I repeat, does not cause the work to be unsuccessful. Because at the end of the day, it is God who will make the work successful. It is God who will move upon the hearts of men to provide that which is needed for the work to be accomplished, for the work to be finished, for the work to stand so that souls can be won to Christ. And we are told that, my friends, that God values one soul more than all the gold that the world has to offer, that God values one soul more than all the silver that the world has to offer, that God values one soul more than all the diamonds that the world has to offer, and God values one soul more than $1 million or $1 trillion. One soul is worth more than $1 million to God. I'll repeat. One soul, if you were to give all that you have in financial means and financial matters for the work and the cause of God, in God's eye, that is worth more than anything that you have. And so David understood this principle. David is getting ready to stand to do a special work that God has impressed upon his mind to do, while his brethren and the rest of the armies of Israel did not understand what God had called David to do. And the Bible goes on to read, my friends, that his eldest brothers began to accuse David. And David, verse 30, turned from him toward another and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. So even though David is trying to explain himself, the people did not still understand what he was saying. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. So now, after mercy, after David says, look, I'm ready to fight this uncircumcised Philistine. I am ready to stand against this man who is defying the armies of God, right? But still, they now said, okay, we're going to go and tell on you to the king. We're going to tell the king what you have said. And the Bible says, when they went and told Saul, verse number 32, and David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. So in verse 33, we see that the king now also is doubting whether or not David could overcome this giant. Not only did all the armies of Israel doubt David, not only did his own brothers doubt David, but now you have the leadership of the church. Are you following me? You have the elders of the church and the leaders of the church and the pastors of the church doubting that what God, doubting whether or not God's work will be successful. That is an interesting point, an interesting matter. And the Bible tells us here that Saul says, no, you are not able to fight him. You are not able to stand against this Philistine. For you are a youth, and he has been a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there come a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him and smote him and delivered him out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. So David begins to talk about his resume and how he's able to fight. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing that he had defiled the armies of the living God. Now David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go and the Lord be with thee. So now the king of Israel is convinced that David is ready for this fight. And notice what he said. He is brought back to his senses that he says to David, go and the Lord be with thee. That's right, my friends. In the book of John, chapter 15, verse 5, the Bible says, without me you can do nothing. And David saw, and Saul armed David with his armor. So now Saul says, okay, the Lord be with thee. Listen to me carefully. Here's the, look at the unbelief of Saul. The Lord be with thee. And yet he tells David, okay, take my armor. Put it on you, okay? Now Saul armed David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him. So in other words, David says, I can't walk with these. This thing is too heavy for me. I can't walk with this armor. And David now takes off this armor, and he approaches this giant without an armor on him. And he took a staff in his hand and chose him five smooth stones out of the brook. And he put them in the shepherd's bag which he had, and in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David. And the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog, that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his God. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the field. Then said David unto the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Friends, when we are faced with trials that seems unsurmountable, when the mountains are before us and we are unable to climb for lack of strength, when we do not see the possibilities of God fulfilling that which he has asked us to do, when it seems as if our prayers are not being answered, when it seems as if we are about to perish without hope, when it seems as if the promises of God are failing us, we must remember, friends, as David said in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse number 46, that there is a God in Israel. And friends, David did not go in his own strength. He stood before the armies of Israel knowing that the God of heaven stood by him. As the servant of Elisha in the battle, who was fearful when he saw the armies round about him on the left and on the right, before and behind him, and Elisha saw this young man trembling, his knees buckling. And Elisha said, Lord, open his eyes, I pray thee. And as the Lord opened his eyes, this young man behold, and he saw angels upon angels, thousands upon thousands of angels on his side, on his camp. And he says, there be more with us than be with him. David understood this principle, friends, that though it seems as if we have no hope, though it seems as if we are unable to overcome the obstacles that are in our way, though it seems as if the sin that we continue to ask God to forgive us for and we keep repeating that same sin, though we are faced with pornography, though we are destroyed by though our marriages, whatever it is that we are struggling with tonight, just know that there is a God of Israel who is able to give us the victory. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword, David says in verse 47, and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Now we know the rest of the story. David went and he literally killed this Philistine with one stone. He took five smooth stones. I believe he did it because he would be ready for another stone in case he had missed the first. He was showing preparation here. He prepared his ammunition. He had five smooth stones, and with one stone only, he was able to knock down that Philistine. And that stone is a representation of Christ. And the Bible tells us in verse number 48, and it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and sling it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead. That's right, friends. The stone actually went inside his brain. It sunk into his forehead. It fractured his skull. It fractured the frontal lobe of Goliath, who had been covered with armor from his head to his feet. And the Bible says in verse number 49, that after the stone sunk into his forehead, he fell upon his face to the earth. And David prevailed over him with a sling and with a stone and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. David had no sword. He did not fight the battle with earthly weapons, but he fought upon his knees. Friends, the battle is going to be won when we get down to our knees. Whatever it is that we are fighting tonight, this battle will not be won by might, neither will it be won by strength, but God says it will be won by his spirit. Therefore David ran, verse 51, and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. He decapitated David to make a point. He decapitated, I beg your pardon, Goliath to make a point. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. And what did David do? David took this head, verse 54, and brought it to Jerusalem. And he showed this head of Goliath to everyone. And David says, "Oh, as thy soul liveth, O king, I cannot tell." And the king said, "Inquire thou, who son is he?" And David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine and took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Saul said to him, "Whose son art thou, young man?" And David answered, "I am the son of thy servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite." Friends, David gives us an example of courage. Courage to move and to work according to what the Lord has asked us to do. Though we see not the possibilities, we need to always keep in the forefront of our mind that the only way that we shall be able to overcome in this battle is by the power of God and not by our own strength. Not by our own might, but by the power of the living God. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this brief story. Reminder, many of us, we hear David's story, and it is often told to children. But Lord, we have not gone back to review that story to see the powerful lesson that is teaching us. Even now, dear Father, we ask that you will give us the courage of David, who was but a youth. But this shows us that being a youth has nothing to do with gaining victories, that we can gain the victory so long as God is on our side. And if God is on our side, I will not fear. We thank you for the Sabbath that is now upon us. Bless us now, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Yudi, for going over that message. It was, yet, you know, we've heard it before, but yet so powerful to come and to have a deeper understanding of this message regarding David and Goliath. And we saw how God took the weakest, you know, to fight his battle. And that's what he will do in these last days. So brothers and sisters, be encouraged that God is able to use you if you're faithful and willing. Amen. So let us understand, you know, this and, you know, apply to our heart, apply to our life, apply to our situation, knowing that God said he'll never leave us or forsake us. So let's trust in him. Amen. Let us have one more word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, we thank you ever so much, Lord, for this opportunity we get every day. We come, we pray, we petition our request before you, Lord, even as Brother Yudi have his request about his friend, O Father, in the name of Jesus, O Father. You know the desire of him, O Father. You know his backbiting, his ups and downs, his criticism, O Father. You know everything about him. We ask that you will touch him. We ask that you will forgive that friend. We ask that you will have mercy upon him, Lord. And we just thank you for the ministry of Brother Yudi, Sister Melissa, Caleb, and Elizabeth, Father, and their family as a whole. May you continue to bless them. May you continue to strengthen them as they look towards you and have faith in you, Father, because we know with you all things are possible. Please bless each and every one of us, O Father, as we separate from this line. May we always be in your presence, knowing that you are God that seeth all things. You don't sleep, you don't rest or slumber like we do, Father, but your eyes are to and fro, Lord, and we ask that you will have mercy upon us. Protect us and guide us, O Father, from the danger within and the danger without. Help us to afflict our soul. Help us to die to self. Help us to know that you want to use each and every one of us for the great battle that is upon us even now. We thank you ever so much, Lord. We ask that you will give us a good night rest as we depart. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, brothers and sisters. Have a good night. Happy Sabbath. Jesus loves you. Thank you.